following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I found myself in a unique situation last winter of deciding if it was time to pursue my dream of playing in the NFL.
Option play near side. Pitch back to Amir. He gets a nice shield block on the edge. Amir to the 40, 35, first down, 30. Amir cutting back to the middle field. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Amir dives. Touchdown, Nebraska. What a spectacular run by Amir Abdullah.
I've come to realize that life is bigger than football and that my chances of long-term success in life will be greatly enhanced by completing my college education.
Hands it off left side, Amir blasting around the corner. 25, Amir 30, 35, 40. Amir to midfield. Abdullah racing down the far boundary. 30, 25. Ripped out of bounds and around the 20-yard line. You asked for it. There it is. Big play, Huskers.
It is truly an honor to play for this program, to represent the end, and to one day walk across that stage with my diploma in hand.
So now 4th and 15. Here's the game. 33 seconds left. Kellogg gets the snap. Steps up to avoid the rush. Looking downfield. Avoids another rush. Has a man open in the flat. Throws it out to Abdullah. Makes a catch at the 35, and he's got the first down to the 40-yard line.
I'm Amir Abdullah, and I play for Nebraska.
Trips to the near side. Kellogg gets a shotgun snap. Final play of the game. Ron waiting for the wideouts to get downfield. Launches the throw down toward the goal line. Going up. Ball tipped in the air.
Caught. Touchdown. Jordan Westerkamp. Nebraska wins the game on the final play of the contest. Oh, baby.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. What a scene in Lincoln, baby.
Nebraska will snap the ball a length of the football away from the goal line. And they want to throw. What a play call. Anunua. He's going to go 99 yards. Holy cow, what a call.
Frazier adding more numbers, more yards to those.
Oh, they don't have them yet. Look at Tommy Frazier. How many tackles can one man break? Touchdown.
Going to Kenny Bell. Going to make the catch at the 1. Kenny to the 10, 15, 25. Kenny to the 30. He's got some room. Kenny Bell to the 40. Kenny Bell's got one man to beat the kicker. To the 50, to the 40, to the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Nebraska. A 98-yard kickoff return for Kenny Bell.
They're going to put it down, yep, at the 47-yard line. If he were to hit it, it'll go in the books as the longest in school history. This is an attempt of 57 yards. Does he have enough? Is it long enough? He got it!
Sam Fultz gets a good snap. Good boomy kick. This one's sailing towards the end zone. Bounces at the 3. Takes a Husker hop. Huskers will down it inside the 5. Sam Burt scooped it up and held on to it at the 1-yard line. Terrific punt of 52 yards.
Eric Krause pumps once. He's in trouble. Eludes a tackle. Gets out of the end zone. He's to the 5. He's to the 10. Krause to the 15. Out across the 20. Krause to the 25. Out across the 30. 35, 40. Look out. He could go. He's to the 40. He's to the 30. He's to the 20. He's to the 10.
Sumner gets the shotgun snap, throws over the middle, intercepted, picked off Randy Gregory, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, a pick six for big old Randy Gregory. Back in the pocket, steps up, beginning rush, getting hit, getting dropped with a 25, a loose six more. Jared Crick gets another sack, his 9th of the year and his 6th in 2 weeks. Michigan with a ball at their own 39-yard line. Gardner turns, straight hand off to Green, hit the backfield, Huskers, Corey Cooper drills him, he loses 2 yards.
Phillips up the middle, explodes, 20, cuts to the line, and Phillips is out of bounds at the 11-yard line.
Zone read, hand off to Cross, big hole, 45-40, 35-30, Amani 25-20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Amani Cross, oh baby!
Rodgers takes the ball at the 30, he's hit and got away, back upfield to the 35, to the 40, he's to the 45, he's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10, he's all the way home!
And a snap to Tommy and the give on the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the 5, and there for the touchdown! He's got the touchdown! It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger! It is history, 13-0, and
Dave Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you, getting ready for what could be the biggest game of the year, Nebraska at Michigan State, coming up tomorrow night. And we will talk with Dave Warner, the co-offensive coordinator and running back coach at Michigan State. Jimmy's on a roll. We'll get his picks. We got Pigskin Pick'em. And, of course, more exciting Royals baseball as they take the 3-2 win last night. Jimmy, I looked this morning. Royals put on sale tickets for the American League Championship Series. That's if they get out of this, then they'd be home 13th, 14th, possibly 15th. They went on sale at 10 o'clock this morning.
Are they sold out?
Good luck.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Good luck. If you got into the system, congratulations.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? Hey, what a game. You know, I'll tell you what. The Royals didn't get a hit after the fifth inning. You know, in fact, they're hardly had any base runners. You know, we had that one little time where we had runners at first and second, Doug, but hardly had any base runners. Both teams' pitching was sensational in that game. You know, Royals defense came through a few times.
Here's a question that's out there. And how much have you listened on the radio as opposed to watching MLB.com or the television? How much have you listened on the radio this year? Just not even just this playoffs, just this year.
Quite a bit. The Royals on radio. I don't know if I've listened a ton on radio, but enough. I mean, you know, I'm retired. I don't have a whole lot going on. You know, I can kind of do what I need to do.
Next pitch to Moustakas is belted to deep right field. Back goes Calhoun to the wall and gone. Moustakas on a 1-1 pitch got it over the right field fence.
Okay, so what did you want me to say?
That's the game-winning home run. That's the game-winning home run. Denny just doesn't sound as excited as he used to. And I know a lot of that has to do with age and watching a lot of baseball, but he just doesn't seem as jacked up.
Yeah.
I bring that up, Jimmy, because I've heard Royals fans going, I wonder if he'll retire now that they made the playoffs this year. And what an icon growing up with Denny Matthews. I wonder if he's going to stay on because they got a run, or if he's going to stay on until he passes, or if he actually would think about retiring.
Yeah, Denny Matthews is one of my favorites, so it's almost like you have a coach that you really like, and even if he's making some mistakes, you're still going to defend him. Or if you're a Republican or a Democrat, and your man's in office, the way you defend him. I mean, you know, it's amazing when you listen to people talk that way, how they defend if it was their side. And Denny Matthews is that. So it'd be very unfair for me to make a comment and have any type of status on it. But I'm going to tell you right now that Denny Matthews is so professional in the way he calls the game that he doesn't do the old cheering as somebody goes wild, like a high school announcer's, per se, or even an NCAA when somebody makes a heck of a play. But Denny Matthews just said, hey, the Royals are 11 right. And the other day he said, you know, that they were tiny. He said, boy, you can just feel that it looks like this is going to be a win. And, you know, this team. So he really loves the Royals. But, hey, he just called it because that ball, when it left the yard, I mean, it was almost like it surprised him. You know, like there's a drive to deep right field, back, way back, the wall. Gone, Moustakas. And then he kind of lets it go because that's what he wants, to let everybody listen to the quietness of the crowd.
It sounded like the Angels crowds were booing.
Yeah, they did. I mean,
they gave up one hit in six innings and they're booing.
Yeah, that's what happened. It was like they were like stunned by the home run, by the ninth hitter, you know. But boy, did he. And so that's how he calls them. I mean, I've heard him call them before like that too. You know, there's a drive at the deep right field, back, way back to the wall, gone, Brett. And then he just lets the crowd take off. That's how he cuts his home run call. Yep, and there's other guys that make a lot more out of him, and that's not him. That's okay. Not what he does. Yeah.
Yankees. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. That's the phone number to get a hold of us, the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, for your comments. You can also tweet us at ESPN 1460-1550, at ESPN 1460-1550. And, of course, the Debt Popper inbox. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. It would be a sad day when Denny does retire because we grew up. We grew up with him, and any time that happens, you know, Pat Summerall, Keith Jackson, Denny Matthews.
Lindsey Nelson in the Cotton Bowl. You know, definitely Vin Scully. I mean, I listen to the Dodgers. If the Dodgers are playing, if the Dodgers are playing, you can pick either one of the broadcasts to listen to. I'm Vin Scully every time. You know, Vin Scully every time.
Well, the Royals, I had to chuckle last night because one of my friends goes after the game. He goes, well, at least that guarantees two games in Kansas City. And I went, what? He goes, yeah, now they'll be, well, they play there on Sunday and Monday, right? I said, what? I said, no, they don't. No, the guarantees they're going to get two in Kansas City. No, it doesn't. And it went on for like 5 minutes before he realized, oh, well, the Angels are going to win a game.
Yeah, the Royals can sweep them. That's a good call. Hey, what was kind of funny, and our listeners can hear this, but the text, I don't know when the game got over, like 12:30, but one of the first text messages I gets from you, because you knew I'd be up there. Hey, did Jim, I watched the streets the other day, and I go, hey, watch that Royals game. Oh, I fell asleep in the 10th. Immediately, I go, oh, okay. And I've just lost all respect for the guy sports-wise. He's still a friend of mine, but sports-wise, I've lost all respect.
He go.
I fell asleep. I couldn't stay up for that one.
I am a concern today. Yesterday, a long day for me, and thanks for you and Randy taking over the Doug and Daddy show yesterday. And then we had volleyball last night, and then I wanted to watch the end of the Royals game, and of course it goes extra innings. I'm a little concerned today because my football game is not just down the road. It's in Lincoln. Kearney High, Lincoln East will be taken off shortly after the program. I know you're going to be in attendance, and a lot of Kearney folks will go down for the afternoon game. If you see the old Doug and Daddy vehicle kind of swerving, don't be afraid to honk, because I'm afraid I might nod off with the sunshine coming right down on me. Even though it's not hot, it just kind of, on the way down, it's usually hitting you pretty good. Right. So I don't want to nod off, and I'm not an energy drink guy. So what do you think? Any recommendation?
I think you're going to be fine. I think you're going to be
loud
fine.
Loud music, keep the windows down, and drink lots of Dr.
You
Pepper.
You might roll the window. Yeah, roll the windows down has always worked, you know. I think you're going to be fine. Leave your shirt on. You know what I mean? You take your shirt off, that always keeps you up, too. But I'd go that direction. But, you know, high school football last night, Norfolk beat Millard West. Did that surprise you at all?
Well, and our pregame interview happened to be this morning with John Gingery of Lincoln East, and they have played both of them. They've handed Norfolk their only loss. East did, and then they got thumped by Millard West. And he goes, yeah, it surprised me, but Millard West is really banged up. So knowing that, and if you and I do it, you don't know the circumstances on schools that you don't cover, and you look at that and you go, wow, 28-7. Well, Millard West apparently pretty banged up, and Norfolk gets the better of them last night. And also, I'm interested on the D side of things. Stewart keeps playing. And a closer game last night, a 16-point win. This is a team that made the state finals last year, and a lot of people have their faith in them, maybe in the West again this year. Usually you see that, you know they're gettable, is what my point is. That doesn't mean you're going to beat them. But when you don't win every game by 40 points, then if you're a top-10 team, because we've seen top-10 blowouts. Heck, we've already seen it in the regular season this year, especially in the lower classes.
Yeah, they're eight-man football. Sometimes there's not much difference between two teams and three touchdowns. I mean, that thing could go down to the wire in 11-man football, but an 8-man, just a little bit of difference in this. The score really separates itself.
We've got your picks coming up, and Pigskin Pick'em, and I haven't completely settled on my score for tomorrow night yet. Have you?
Yes.
Okay. I haven't completely settled on it. I know who I'm going to pick to win the football game, and interesting conversation that Kirk Herbstreit and Colin Cowherd had this morning about last night's Oregon-Arizona game. Not the game, but the effects. Cowherd thinks it helps the Big Ten, and Herbstreit says no way. Because what if they both run the table? Who gets the tiebreaker? Oregon, because they beat Michigan State. If you're looking for that last team in, and when we talk with Coach Warner here, offensive coordinator at Michigan State, running back coach, I'm going to get his thoughts on what that means for them a little bit. But just your thoughts. I think we were both kind of on the same page. And I don't remember, Jeff, did we have our final four picks? Did we write those down anywhere? I think I just rattled them off. I don't know that we had our final four, but I said Florida State wouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. Oregon would lose a football game. We made a couple of bold predictions. I liked Georgia. And still some of those things are looking pretty good right now. But can Oregon get in if they run the table? Your thoughts?
No, I don't think so now. They lost at home. Not only that, they had a scare with Washington State. I just the way they look, I think they're very vulnerable to get beat again. They got their schedule, and I haven't got it in front of me, so I wish I did. Usually I can memorize those in my head without even, but I don't have their schedule in front of me. But what I remember about it is they seem like they have a couple more games that they could lose, you know. So I just don't, you know, they're not going to get in with two losses for sure. I would think Arizona has the advantage now, winning on the road. You know, and winning a game there on the road with and USC, UCLA are still, you know, in that hut. Stanford's still in.
Well,
it,
here's your schedule for you, Jimmy.
Okay, go ahead.
They got that Thursday, so they'll have 9 days to prepare for at UCLA.
Okay.
Next Saturday, and then it's Washington and Cal, win-win, and then it's Stanford at home, win, at Utah, win, Colorado, win, Oregon State, win.
You said Washington.
They don't have to play USC. Then there's a possible conference championship game.
Was it Washington? Was that a game in there, too?
Yeah. But it's at home.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
It's at home.
Yeah. And like I said, I just think they're vulnerable. They just don't seem to play very good defense. You know, that team does not play very good defense. They really struggled against Michigan State in that second quarter. I don't know what happened to Michigan State that game, but I do know this. I'm glad it happened because it makes Nebraska look like they have a better chance of winning that football game just with the fact that Michigan State went in there and got blown out kind of in the second half by Oregon. They went in and played, but they actually got blown out by a team that has had trouble winning a couple football games. And they not only that, they lost one of them.
Oregon playing South Dakota and Wyoming this year, keeping it west. But they don't play USC and they don't play Arizona State. They had a pretty favorable schedule and still struggled here their last two football games. But I still think, UCLA, they're going to be an underdog now. They're going to be an underdog at UCLA, but they're going to be favored in their last six games, whether they beat UCLA or not.
Yeah, well, they got to play UCLA, and they have also that Pac-10 championship. You know, Nebraska, if you actually look at, and let's just talk about Nebraska's schedule. Nebraska has to win at Wisconsin, they have to win at Michigan State, and then they have to win another game in that, because if they do that.
At Iowa.
Yeah, well, and then they have to win another game, yeah. I mean, I'm thinking that Iowa might, if Iowa beats Nebraska, we could get in. You know, on our side by beating Wisconsin, because Iowa might get another loss in the Big Ten or have two, you know. But, and Northwestern's not an automatic anymore. You know, after Northwestern went down to Penn State, and you got to play at Northwestern. So.
And that's one of the games on Pick'em for today as well. We'll see. It's a big game. They're playing Wisconsin. Northwestern talked that they were that dark horse in the West, and they still could be. Even for the way they started, it's all about conference play from now on. A couple other topics we'll hit here, and then we'll be talking with Dave Warner, co-offensive coordinator at Michigan State. Again, what what does it take for the NFL to say we're going to quit playing these Thursday night NFL games? Don't they get it? Don't they get it? They've all been terrible. Every one of them have been terrible.
Doug, I think what they needed to do, and you, Jeff, you jump in on this too because you're pretty good on this, is I think it's fine to play the opening Thursday.
Jeff. oh, producer. Okay.
Yeah.
Jeff.
No,
hi,
but
Jeff.
Yeah, but I want him to jump in on this too because I think the opening Thursday of the year, like having a game on that opening Thursday to say, hey, NFL football has started, kind of like in Major League Baseball when they want to have that one game to start it off and have that third. Then I love their Thanksgiving games. You know, when they play games on Thanksgiving Day on that Thursday, I absolutely love that. And from then on, if they wanted to play Thursdays after Thanksgiving in December, I have no problem with that, but I think they're wasting a lot of time. You know, there's a lot of other things to watch on TV, and you know, with the World Series, Major League Baseball, they don't have their own. You know, NCAA football's on Thursday. There's a lot of things to watch. They're kind of going against a lot of things. I think they're Sunday, and they need to stay with Sunday, and I think it would be better for them. But like I said, after Thanksgiving and run it through December and have one Thursday night game, I have no problem with that.
Jeff, do you watch Thursday night NFL games?
I do now that they're on CBS, but they're unwatchable this year. I mean, the 20 points has been the closest game so far.
They're for bettors, and fantasy football was big last night because obviously a lot of people have all those Packers, and so whatever the category, they scored it about every way you could. So there you go. 888-455-ESPN is the phone number, 888-455-3776. Here's been the points of the first 5 weeks. Opening night, Seahawks, and then that was the opening. So that's fine. I'm with you there. Started on that Thursday. Seahawks won by 20, the Ravens by 20, the Falcons by 42, the Giants by 31, and the Packers by 32. I mean, you just got to walk in. I'll hand this to Roger Goodell. He can hand me the numbers of the finances, but I can't believe that they're any better than just a regular Sunday or doubleheader Monday.
Well, it's such an advantage. Look at that again and help me out. And look at that and tell me who the home teams were. We're all home teams.
The Giants were the only visitors, and yeah, they went to
Went to Washington, right? So, yeah, I mean, I think there's an advantage. I think the Giants are good. I mean, I think the New York Football Giants are better than people think. But they got some weapons now. There's a big advantage to playing at home in the NFL after you get banged up that bad on it, and then just the other team has to travel and you're at home. Well, I think that's a huge advantage.
And again, as I said, you got to quit having three of these teams are playoff teams: Seahawks, Ravens, Packers, and a lot of people like the Falcons at the beginning of the year. So there's four. Nobody liked the Giants because they looked terrible in preseason. But you, again, got to quit playing big boy versus little boy football. Give me a couple games that mean something. Give me Ravens-Steelers. Give me Cowboys. Well, hard to say. I mean, Cowboys-Redskins is rivalry, but that don't mean it's going to be close. You know, I'd hate to see the Denver-Seattle game on a Thursday night. But, you know, Patriots-Jets, they've done that. But when the Jets stink, how much fun is that? I mean, you kind of know. I mean, come on. You kind of know going into the season, they're not picking games that are marquee games. They're picking games to get teams on. I mean, Jacksonville, Tennessee, Miami, you know, teams that have been 500 for quite a while, end up Cleveland or below, you know.
And I agree. One thing else with these Thursday night games is the Monday night lost its excitement a little bit. Like, hey, Monday night football, we got Monday night football. When they brought that in, you'd have one game on Monday night, Doug. And I think that was, you know, that was so so much fun to get up for and anticipate, because the NFL players loved to play on Monday night because they knew everybody was watching them play on Monday night. And I don't know if
because
that...
usually it was an off day too, Jimmy.
Yes.
Not
yes.
On Thursday. You're working. You're getting ready for your game. You're not having a chance to watch it as much as Monday night. That's a perfect point. Perfect point. And it is going to get better, potentially. Next week it's Colts-Texans. Texans, after getting beat up by the Cowboys, are going to have to go play the Colts. That's going to be tough. And then Jets-Patriots. But then Chargers-Broncos, Saints-Panthers. You got a couple games there that have potential to be competitive and actually mean something in the standings. Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, where you can join Midway in the fight against breast cancer. When you test drive any Chevrolet vehicle in the month of October, they'll contribute $10 toward the American Cancer Society's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer program. And if you see the number of vehicles that are off the lot, you can only imagine the number that are being test drove. $10 per pop from the Midway Auto Dealerships. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. And don't forget right now, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram select models, $1,000 fast start cash if you purchase by October the 16th. And don't forget, if you're looking for a career advancement, a career change, or just getting started out of high school or college, Midway would like to chat with you. Midway looking for product specialists, customer service reps, and technicians as part of their expanding business. MidwayCareers.com. You can see the full list of jobs and apply online at MidwayCareers.com. Midway, it's a better way. Dave Warner, Michigan State, coming up.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some sunny breaks develop across the area today with a high around 53 with northwest winds gusting at 15 to 25. Then with mainly clear skies tonight, we'll head down to 32 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, it's 45.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. You know, in some ways, I really like this part of the week because it seems like you're just blasted getting ready for the weekend, getting ready for football, getting your schedule, getting all your interviews, and now it's done. Or most of the time it is, and you can enjoy it. And let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Scott in Kearney says there should not be any Thursday games, and every game should start at noon on Sundays.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he knows how I hate that noon stuff on Sundays, too. There you go. this comes from James in Grand Island. He says, go Big Red. Duda, drink the Kool-Aid, buddy. He wants me to pick Nebraska. We'll see. Picks are coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. This comes from Chris via the Dent Popper inbox. Chris says, I'm a Sooners fan, but wouldn't it be great if Nebraska does win Saturday, run the table, and play Oklahoma in the playoffs or even the championship? That would be great. That would be great, Jimmy.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, that'd be absolutely perfect, wouldn't it? Oklahoma.
Yeah, I think we just will put our form in now to the management here. We would be going.
Yeah, I think we'd be going. I think you got to help me out a little bit, Doug. I don't get to go to many places. You're going to have to start sliding me up. Even just free tickets to the Fonder Park is good enough for me. But.
We may have to move around our holiday tournament schedule, depending on when.
Yes, we will.
Where that is. My God, Nebraska, Oklahoma for a national championship. We've already gotten out of control, haven't we?
They'll make those guys play in the semis.
Everybody's been anticipating Nebraska and Michigan State, and it's almost here, and we are pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, co-offensive coordinator and running back coach at Michigan State, Dave Warner, and it's been a full year since we got a chance to talk to Coach Warner last year before the contest, which was, of course, a Michigan State victory. He joins us again this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show, and Dave, we know you've got ties to the area, and we always appreciate you giving us a few minutes here before game day. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, you bet, Doug. Happy to be on.
Well, a very anticipated football game here, and a lot has happened to your program over the last year, including winning the Big Ten championship, going on to take the Rose Bowl, and off to a solid start. But I've got to ask you, did you get a chance to watch the Oregon game last night and your thoughts with them getting upset?
I did. I watched some of it, did not see the end of it, and was, to be honest, a little bit disappointed to see that Oregon lost when I woke up this morning. But Oregon's a good football team, and we had our chances out there to knock them off, but unfortunately that didn't happen. So, long way to go this season, but we'll see what shakes out as we move forward.
How about the way your team has played since then? Because I know a lot of eggs were put in the basket there for that football game.
Yeah, we've stepped back up. I mean, Coach D'Antonio does a very good job of getting our players, our team, to rebound after difficult losses, and that's what Oregon was a tough loss to take, but he always seemed to do the right thing to get us to rebound and bounce back that next week and the week after, and that's what we've done. So certainly none of those past couple games, though, will be the test that we're about to face tomorrow.
Dave Warner, co-offensive coordinator at Michigan State, is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, for so many years we've heard about Michigan State's defense, and now your offense is kind of the talk of the town. Where did it come from? Did you see this in the offseason?
Yeah, we did. We did, because, you know, we came on last year towards the second half of the season. Our receivers really started, our quarterback started playing well, and our running back was piling up the yards pretty good. So it was a process through last year that really got us going. And by the end of last year, we weren't killing it by any stretch of the imagination, but we were playing pretty good on offense, and pretty much everybody was back. We lost a couple linemen, but our playmakers are back, and that's always the big thing when you have some skilled guys, the receiver, quarterback, running back position. Those guys are able to make plays. That always keeps you excited about the possibilities.
You've had Brian Hoyer, you've had Nick Foles, you've had Kirk Cousins. What makes this offense click even better under Connor Shaw?
Connor's got a great arm, and he's probably, more than any of those other guys, he's a little bit more of a gunslinger, a little bit more mobile in the pocket, a little bit more able to extend plays, And most of the time that's good. Sometimes it hurts them, making bad decisions. But for the most part, Connor's just has a great feel in the pocket and is able to move around and extend plays and create big plays because of that. And that's probably the biggest difference. Those other guys were all, and are at this time, all fantastic quarterbacks. But Connor's got a little bit more of that pocket presence, I think.
Michigan State offensive coordinator, running back coach Dave Warner with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Dave, a lot of the talk back here is about your big wide receivers. You've got a very good one in Tony Lippett. You've got a nice tight end there in Josiah Price. Tell me a little bit about what makes them special.
Well, Tony's a guy that sort of set the stage for us last year, started making some plays. We started off the season last year, not very good and pretty bad, actually. And Tony sort of got us going a little bit about the fourth game or thereabouts. Started making some really good catches and snowballed a little bit, and everybody sort of followed suit with Tony. But he's a good-sized guy. He's got really good hands, a smooth route runner, and right now he's playing with a lot of confidence, and he's going to need that because we're going against pretty good defense and certainly a very good secondary. And as far as Josiah played last year as a redshirt freshman. He's our tight end that we rotate three guys, four guys in there sometimes, but he's the guy that sort of does everything well. Probably our best blocker as well as our best pass catcher. So, and on top of all that, he's football smart. He's able to do various tight end positions and do them all pretty well. So we're fortunate to have those guys, and we'll see how they perform tomorrow.
Dave, as you look at Nebraska's defense, pass defense, run defense, what do you see from the Huskers?
You have to account for Gregory or wherever he's at, and that's always sort of foremost in everybody's mind as you go into a game like this. So you got to take care of him, but what you see is you see a normal Nebraska defense, I think. I think you see a good, strong front four. I mean, guys that are going to be very physical up front. Linebackers are very aggressive. The whole defense is very aggressive. I mean, they fly to the ball. And then in the back end, they play a lot of different coverages. I think you can wrap it all up into a bundle and say it's a lot of man coverage, but there's variations of that. So we need to make sure that we're real smart in our routes and our concepts, I guess I should say, to make sure they're not able to sort of jump on everything. Because they, 2 or 3 years ago it was out there, I guess, they really had a number in the pass game. And we just got to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Couple minutes left here with Dave Warner from Michigan State, co-offensive coordinator and running back coach. So, Dave, we better talk about the running backs. You guys have had a pretty good stable since Nebraska's faced you in conference play, and it's no different with Jeremy Langford.
Yeah, Langford sort of came out of nowhere last year. Going into the season last year, we felt like we'd be a little bit of a running back by committee team. You go back 2 years ago when Le'Veon Bell was our guy. I mean, he was sort of the bell cow and carried the ball about every time. Thought we would be a little bit more spread out last year and have spread our carries out amongst two or three guys, and didn't happen because basically because Jeremy really came on and was performing at a high level, and I just didn't feel good about taking him out of the game. I don't, you know, he's always a big play waiting to happen, I felt like. So really came on, played good, and you know, this year we've been able to play other backs, but certainly Jeremy is our guy, and this will be, you know, obviously a big test for him. He sort of got on track last week. We tried to pick his carries up a little bit. He had 20 carries or thereabouts last week, and just preparing him for the Big Ten season, and certainly this week. So we're going to hand the ball off to him and see how he does.
Dave, there's a chance that the weather may not be great. Now, it won't be 75 and sunny, not at 7 o'clock at night, obviously. If it's cool, that's one thing. But if there is precipitation, how does that change what offensive coordinators do kind of on the hoof when you got to make a change, if you do that at all?
Well, I think we're a team that likes to be very balanced and rely on first and foremost play action pass, but certainly got to drop back and throw it when you get in pass situations, third down. But you know, wet field, wet ball certainly doesn't help. People say it, you know, doesn't help the defense. But you know, if you're not used to playing in a whole lot of wet games, it certainly can't help. So we're just going to hope that it's not real wet, and you know, the wind is the other factor that goes into it. You know, expect it to be a little bit breezy out there, but I think for us, we're always going to be better in better conditions, in dry conditions, than we are going to be in wet conditions.
Last moment here with Dave Warner, offensive coordinator, running back coach at Michigan State, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dave, kind of a bigger picture question here. Michigan is going through some struggles right now. How does that affect Michigan State? I know nobody wants to see another program struggle, even if it is in state. But does that affect you guys at all?
No, we just, you know, in the middle of the season, I mean, we're locked into what we have. I mean, we don't have time to worry about Michigan or other teams. But, you know, certainly, like you said, don't want to see them see the problems that they've had there recently. But right now our focus is on Nebraska.
And finally, Dave, got this feeling when we were at Media Days in Chicago from Coach D'Antonio, Shalit Calhoun, all the kids that were there, was that Michigan State's program took that next to last step last year by winning the Rose Bowl. And obviously, if you guys can run the table, there's a good chance of making the playoff. Does that get a little bit talked about?
Yeah, it doesn't. You know, we don't talk about it a lot. Certainly, I think everybody understands what's at stake. You know, I think the big thing is to see how we respond this year. And that's the question that, sort of is out there, because if we don't respond and play well this year, then, you know, last year was just a good year. And then, you know, then you take a step down. I mean, we want to be a program that, is up there every year, and it's tough to do. It's very tough to do. It's tough to get to that point that we were at last year, and it's much harder to stay there. So, tomorrow will be sort of the first big test, I guess you would say, even though, you know, Oregon was obviously a test for us. Tomorrow's a big Big Ten test, the first game of a lot of games right here in Spartan Stadium that will sort of set the stage for how we end up 2014.
And, Dave, final question. If Bob Crocker was the defensive coordinator you were facing tomorrow, would you be more worried or less worried?
Oh, I'd whoop up on him so bad. And you know what? If we were up about 45 at the end of the game, I'd go for 2 points after the touchdown just to rub it in on him.
I'm sure he'll be glad to know that. Coach, this should be a great one. National television audience, this is why we play sports, and we're looking forward to a great football game tomorrow. Thanks for the time.
You bet. Very welcome. Take care.
Thanks, Dave. Dave Warner, the co-offensive coordinator, running back coach at Michigan State. He coached at Kansas and has been associates with UNK's defensive coordinator, Bob Crocker, for a number of years, obviously. It's amazing all the places Croc has been. And, you know, it's no different than you, Jimmy, you know, the refereeing tree, the coaching tree. I mean, you just a lot of connections over the years. And thanks to Croc for introducing him to us a couple of years ago.
Yeah, you know, he really was at Mississippi and all the places and the connections he has. Yeah, very well-known man in football, no doubt.
Coming up, we will be getting into Jimmy's selections. We have our pigskin pick'em, and folks, don't forget that tomorrow you can watch the football game with Kearney Oktoberfest at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, put on by Thunderhead Brewery. It's the first year for the event. It's a celebration of Nebraska's growing craft brew industry. Over 15 craft brews will be on tap, great German food, and live music. Plus, the Nebraska-Michigan State game will be on several big screens. Thunderhead will be rolling out their brand new beer as well, so you'll want to try that. Tickets are available at the Kearney Chamber of Commerce office, or get a hold of Thunderhead, 237-3101. Now, if you want to come early, buy a VIP ticket. It's $30, and from 4 to 5, you get the complimentary mug, sampling, drink tickets, and music by the Leolani Trio. Now, the commemorative mug, if you just want to go in on standard admission, is $15, and cost is $5 to get in anyway, so you just as well do the VIP. It's a better deal. But if you can't get out there that early, they've got Oktoberfest from 5 to 11, $5 to get in, music from One Horse Town and Acid Polka. Folks, we'd love to see you at Kearney Oktoberfest, 4 to 5 the VIP, 5 to 11, everyone is invited. You can be a VIP as well. It's going on at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. We've got more after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service from seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the bricks in downtown Kearney.
At First National Bank, we believe customer interactions are based on relationships, not transactions. That's why we created First National Checking, to prove our commitment to you and the community. This is not a one-time offer, but a demonstration of our ongoing dedication to put customers first. No hidden fees, no surprises, no hoops to jump through. For honest banking with no strings attached, visit one of our offices today. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, Sean Callahan here. I'm excited to tell you about a company I'm working with that will finally bring you the internet experience you've been waiting for. I'm talking about a company that is so reliable, so dependable, and has such amazing local customer service that you'll be wondering why people haven't done business like this before. Prairie iNet Fix Wireless Internet will change the way you experience your world. Let's talk about their amazing technology. They have the largest fixed wireless network in the U.S., and because of this, they can pass their savings on to you. That means finally having reliable internet at a price you can afford. Another perk, no contracts. With Prairie iNet, you won't sign a contract ever. I've personally met the people at Prairie iNet. You can trust that you'll be getting a better internet experience, and more importantly, you can trust them. Mention my name, Sean Callahan, and you'll get a $100 Visa gift card and free installation for just signing up. Call Prairie iNet right now at 308-221-7844. That's 308-221-7844.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If you're thinking about a new pivot irrigation system, then now is the time to talk to your local TNL dealer, because they're offering their Harvest Special $5 per foot discount, where you can save up to $6,500 when you buy a quarter mile long TNL pivot. It's going on right now. We know you're out there in the field. If you're listening to the ball games, as you're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show, we're glad you're with us here on ESPN Radio and our network of stations, because we've got a ton of sports coming up. We'll be joining the Orioles-Tigers game after the Doug and Daddy Show. They're scoreless in the top of the third inning. And then we've got high school football tonight. Tomorrow, college football, the NFL Sunday and Monday. Royals baseball tonight and throughout the playoffs on the Breeze 94.5. We've got hockey, Tri-City Storm on Classic Hits 98.9, plus high school football. We'll get to that in a little bit. So while you're out there taking care of your business, be thinking about next year. TNL, their Harvest Special, $5 per foot discount. discount going on right now. Contact your local TNL dealer or go to TLIRR.com. Football for UNK, home tomorrow against Central Oklahoma. It's the MIAA television game of the week. But go on out. Support the Lopers. They need a win. They need your support. There's no reason not to go out with the taste of carny tomorrow. You can enjoy some really great food from 11 to 2. Then the football game kicks off at 2 o'clock. Hastings College will be at Briarcliff. Follow along with Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell on 1230 AM KHAS. Volleyball, big night. I know some folks that are going to go to the Kearney High game and then slide over and watch some Nebraska volleyball tonight against Penn State at the Devaney Center, 7 o'clock. It's also on the Big Ten Network. Tomorrow's game is at 5 o'clock at home against Ohio State, and that is on Nebraska Educational Television. Fifth-ranked UNK is at Lindenwood tonight, and 17th-ranked Central Missouri tomorrow. Hastings volleyball will host Mount Marty tomorrow at 2:30. Soccer, Hastings men and women are at Dakota Wesleyan tomorrow. UNK is at undefeated 13th-ranked Central Missouri tonight, and Lindenwood on Sunday. In the high school football, Grand Island's at Fremont. Northwest will host Sydney. That's a big game there for the Vikings. They continue to play good football. They were edged out at Scottsbluff. Now they try to beat Sydney, kind of maybe two teams that are really, really even talent-wise. And Central Catholic will be at Minden tonight. Crusaders needing wins to make the playoffs here in the postseason. And I got to think and talking with Central City coach Troy Hubert. They're going to host Kearney Catholic tonight. It occurred to me that this is going to be one of the things that I don't like about the 16-team playoff system. I looked at Central City. They've got a couple of losses. They lost by 3 to Central Catholic last week, and they lost to Columbus Scotus. But here's a team that's probably going to go 5-4. That's it. 5-4 doesn't get it done anymore, Jimmy. And I'm looking at programs like that that were winning two games, getting into the playoffs, but not having a chance to win. Now you're seeing improvement of the program. But there's a long way from 5-4 to 8-1, 7-2, and having a chance to clinch playoff berths.
Yeah, you know, what happened here is that in the Nebraska School Activities lets all the schools vote on these things, and each school gets to vote on something. And you go in there and it's always you write up. And say, hey, I'd like to have this. And then they say, okay, if you write it correctly and go through, they'll put it up, and then you vote on those things. And what has happened is there were teams that were 2-6 that were getting into the playoffs and having to play first-round games against somebody that was 8-0 that they maybe had already played. And the score was already 48-0 the first time they played. And then they go again. Well, that's kind of where this happened. And it also happened with the 8-0 teams that are going, you know, boy, I'll tell you what, that's just an extra game that we don't need to be playing. I mean, you know, why do we have to play that game first and then have to travel? Because if they're the home team, a one seed, and then 8-9 play, and if 9 beats 8, then 1 has to travel to 9. So that was kind of the problem. With that, it wasn't that they were trying to discourage these 5-4 teams from getting into the playoffs. You know, somebody that was 5-4 or 5-3 with the 8 games, they wanted those people in. That's not what, but unfortunately, that's what's going to happen. Those people are not going to get in. But with 32 teams, and then also at the end of that was, Doug, there used to be about 66 teams that played C2 football and C1, and then it got down to 48. Okay, yeah.
I understand the change. Stu and I, Pospisil, we have had some arguments about this and debates of both sides, and we see both sides, and it's coming closer together. It's coming closer together because we both concede, and I think both sides can concede issues to this. I know that we're losing schools, and at some point you got to drop it down, and there's no fair number. 24, that doesn't do you any good. First round buys, nobody wants that. So that's where you're at. And by the way, the radio games tonight, Kearney Catholic at Central City on 1460, Schuyler Hastings on 1550, St. Cecilia Southern Valley on 1230 KHAS, all kicking off at 7, and then Kearney High Lincoln East, pregame at 4, kickoff at 4:30, Classic Hits 98.9. Plus, we have the Sutton Donovan Trumbull game tonight. All those games I just mentioned online, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Sutton Donovan Trumbull only on PlatteRiverPreps.com tonight. Also tonight, Alliance is at Adams Central in the Tri-Cities among some of the games. And, of course, we talked Wednesday a lot more of those with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. And the Storm, we said, home tonight, home opener against Sioux Falls. They're at Des Moines tomorrow, and you can hear the games on the Breeze. Or, excuse me, on Classic Hits this weekend because the Royals are on 94.5. So hockey will be on 98.9. if you get any of it confused, go to PlatteRiverPreps.com, and Jeff will put a picture of his face up there, and then you can pick out what you want to listen to. And Sunday, Jimmy, Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame. The induction ceremony is going to be going on in Lincoln, and a lot of folks that either we know or have acquaintances with or we've had on the show, Larry Riesland of Pleasanton, Coach Roger Matheson of Kearney High. We've had the pleasure to work with John Peterson of Columbus SCOTUS. Dick Beechner, of course, is going in as a contributor, longtime voice of Lincoln High School sports in the radio business. Chuck Stevens is going in, the Kropp family being honored with the Fisher Family Award, the 89 St. Cecilia volleyball team, and the Cozad 65 wrestling team are among the teams of distinction. Again, and the athletes, Wally Anderzunas from Creighton Prep, Corey Eichmeyer, Dodge, Gary Ferguson, Scotts Bluff, Dennis Harrison, Ralston, Cedric Hunter, Omaha South, Peaches James, Papillion La Vista, Christy Korth, Columbus SCOTUS, Jerry Murtaugh, Omaha North, Gary Niebauer, Scotts Bluff, along with Larry Riesland of Pleasanton. So a good group going in. Now, let's get to your group of selections, and then Pigskin pick 'em. Because, Jimmy, you've been getting better and better every week. You're coming off the biggest selection that you've made on the Doug and Daddy Show with TCU last week. They've got Oklahoma this week. I doubt that that is on your selections this week, but I could be surprised. What do you got for us?
Okay, I've
2-0 on the pros, by the way.
Yeah, right now this week I looked through it pretty good, and I don't have anything that I like I did last week. You know, I really like Tampa Bay really well, and I actually liked TCU pretty well over SMU, but I do not have anything that good at all. So I mean, these are selections I've made. I've got Maryland +9 over Ohio State. Maryland's at home. Maryland has only lost to West Virginia. West Virginia's pretty good. They've lost to Oklahoma and Bama. You know, they got beat by Oklahoma and Alabama. That's the only two losses West Virginia has. Maryland got beat by 3 in a shootout, 41-38 shootout that was going back and forth. So I think Maryland has a chance to cover the 9 against Ohio State. The only thing I was concerned about is that game's about 50-50 percent of people betting it. A lot of people also like Maryland, which is not a good sign. That's something I usually don't give away because I like those people like about 18%. The other one I have, I'm taking East Carolina again over SMU. I think they're so bad that I'm going to ride that one more time. I'm not to the extent. That's 38.5 points, but I'm going to take East Carolina. Kind of interesting. 92% of the people are taking East Carolina. Can you imagine that, Doug? And there I am on that same side. I've never done that in my career, but SMU
was bad.
That's how bad SMU is. I thought I'd better take it. I like Stanford -1 over Notre Dame. Stanford, I think the Pac-10's pretty good. I think that group of Pac-10 people are playing pretty well. They've got beat by USC in a game. They don't score very much, but I think their defense will bother Notre Dame quite a bit. And it will be a low-scoring game. I think Stanford will pull that out. I like Arizona State +12.5 over USC. I like Nebraska +8 over Michigan State. And probably my best selection, my best one that I like is Nevada +5 over Boise State. I think Nevada's at home. They're getting 5 points. And I think Boise State's just still overrated in that conference. And then I'm going to give you a three-team teaser in the pros. It's going to be easy to remember. It's going to be easy to remember because all the teams are in New York. It's the Jets, the Giants, and the Bills. So all the teams in New York, you won't have to think through it again. And it's a teaser. Just going to tease them up. You're going to get the Giants at +3 over the Chargers. You're going to get Buffalo +14 over Detroit. And you're going to get the Jets +14 over San Diego. So you're just going to get all that. And you're going to go with the three-team teaser. Just something fun to do on Sunday.
Wow. Wow, that's just something different. That just blows. That's my mind is actually. There's a mini, volcanic stuff.
Well, a lot of people can't remember my picks. They don't write them down. You know, they're out there.
They come back and listen to the podcast.
They're picking beans or whatever they're doing, and now they can just remember all three teams from New York in the pros.
Okay, now recap it one more time for me. Your selections are
Maryland +9 over Ohio State, East Carolina -38.5 over SMU, Stanford -1 over Notre Dame, Arizona State +12.5 over USC, Nebraska +8 over Michigan State, and Nevada +5 over Boise State, and then the the three-team teaser with all the New York people.
Jets, Giants, Bills. There you go, folks. It's time to do the Doug and Daddy Show's Pigskin Pick'em. What do we got? $40 in the Cunningham's vault this week? It's we're on a roll. 3 weeks in a row after the 0-2 start. We're just as hot as Jimmy's selections are. If you've not went up against us this year, here's your chance. 888-455-3776. The first person to get the trivia question right will win a large combo meal from Big Dally's Deli, home of a bazillion sandwiches across from Duncan Field in Hastings, top of the hill in Kearney. And then if you beat us over the weekend in our 10 college selections, you'll also get the Cunningham's Cash Vault, which now is up to $40. So 888-455-3776. I don't know. I've got about three questions here, Jimmy. One I think's too hard. One I think's too easy. One is just random guessing. You know, you don't have to know. You're just going to guess it.
Yeah, don't do that one.
Don't do that
one. Yeah, I don't like the random guessing thing.
Okay. You wanted a Michigan State question, right?
I thought that'd be best.
Okay, you want a Michigan State question. Well, apparently Michigan State's been playing pretty good football the last couple seasons. Did you know that?
Yes.
How many games have they lost in their last 20? That's the trivia question today. Out of the last 20 games that Michigan State has played, how many have they lost? 888-455-3776. You're playing Pigskin Pick'em.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
The Village Green at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village offers seniors a comfortable lifestyle in a caring community. The Village Green is designed to accommodate those who require a little extra. Apartments feature full kitchen, spacious living room, accessible bathroom, and an emergency call system. Services include a noon meal, housekeeping, and transportation. The Village Green can help you maintain your independence with services to keep you safe and healthy. Contact Hastings Village or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry supplies for a combined 140 years of experience, including the new showroom in Grand Island on West Highway 30. Stop in today and let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and the value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Funner Park.
Make it Funner Park's Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge for fantastic food, full bar, live draw keno, and coast-to-coast thoroughbred racing. Daytime action starts at 11:25, continuous tonight racing and the prime rib special. Saturday, watch and wager on 27 stake races from 6 tracks, totaling over $14 million. So race to the finish line, number one for food, fun, and Husker football.
There's a special place to buy your next vehicle, Plum Creek Motors.
You can buy the best and say for sure that'll make you happy, don't you know? And we came along with this little song so you know where to go.
At Plum Creek Motors, they specialize in making your life easier. Now just imagine you're driving a new Chevy Impala down the road and all the heads are turning and staring at you. Now that's got to make you feel pretty good. And you'll feel even better knowing how much you saved. At Plum Creek Motors, they can handle all your automotive needs. You can get it all, exactly what you're looking for, at real affordable prices. And they have easy financing, too. Plum Creek Motors, where you'll get a great deal and a great deal more.
Now we've told you where and told you why, and we wouldn't tell you wrong. Folks every day keep a heading that way, so why don't you come on along?
Plum Creek Motors, across the street from the Dawson County Fairgrounds in Lexington. Mama says they're great, and you know she's got good taste. Why, she married me, didn't she? Get your new Chevy at Plum Creek Motors. Go see him today.
Show and wrapping up a Friday with Pigskin Pick'em, home of a bazillion sandwiches. Keith from Kearney has captured the Big Dally's Deli combo meal. God, I could use a Big Dally's Deli. Maybe that's what I'm going to grab to hit the road. What do you think?
Yep, that's what I get.
I love it.
Yeah, buy your food in Kearney.
I might
buy your food.
Shake along. Duh.
Heck yes. Yeah,
I'm going to basic it out too. I think I'm going Mike's Super Combo 48.
There you go.
Turkey and salami and bacon.
Yeah, if you're going to eat it in the car, don't put anything on it. You'll get too sloppy.
Keith, what kind of sandwich are you going to get at Big Dally's Deli?
Oh, I go for the turkey with the bacon. Wow. Anything with turkey and bacon is good by me.
You can't go wrong. Keith knew that the answer, by the way, was two. Michigan State has only two losses in their last 20 football games, those coming to Notre Dame last year and, of course, this year to Oregon. And let's get into our selections for the week. A lot more marquee games and a little heavy on the SEC, but we start with tonight's game, Louisville at Syracuse. This line opened a little bit bigger by about 6.5, but now Louisville's favored by only 3 at Syracuse. Keith, who you got?
I'm going to go with Louisville.
And Jimmy?
Syracuse.
What do you like something there?
Oh, a little bit. I just don't think Louisville's very good this year. I mean, it's not so much Syracuse is good as much as I don't think Louisville is as good as people think they are.
I got to go against you, Jimmy.
Okay.
I'm going to take Louisville.
Go ahead. That's fine.
I'm playing at Syracuse, though. That's tough. That's tough. Miami of Florida at Georgia Tech. This is a screwy line. I'm almost surprised. There's a couple on here. I'm a little surprised that I figured, oh, Jimmy's going to go here because the line's screwy. Miami's favored, not even favored. Georgia Tech at home is favored by 1. What do you got, Jimmy?
I'm just going to take Miami of Florida.
I'm taking Miami as well. That's probably the because we saw them factor. Keith, what do you think here?
I like the spunk of Miami. I think they're going to take her.
Oklahoma at TCU. The Oklahoma train wrecks every year. Will this be the year? Will this be the time it wrecks? TCU coming off the Jimmy Langan, 500 power play of the century. This is tough. Oklahoma struggles with TCU. You got to pick an upset somewhere. I guess this is what I'm going to do. Why not? I'm taking TCU. Keith, who you got?
Sooner Steve would never forgive me if I didn't take the Sooners.
Who talks to him anyway? I can't believe you brought him up. Go ahead, Jimmy.
I'm going to take Texas Christian.
You are?
Yes.
Dang it. We're either going to roll Keith or we're going to get crushed. Stanford at Notre Dame. We already know where you're going, Jimmy.
Yep, I'm taking Stanford.
I'm taking Notre Dame. That's a head-scratcher for me. Jimmy takes Stanford. I take Notre Dame. Keith?
Stanford.
LSU at Auburn. And in this game, Auburn is favored by about 5. Is that what we got, Jimmy?
I think it's 8.
8?
I think it is, but I could be wrong.
I had it wrote down somewhere. Keith, who do you like? LSU at Auburn.
I'm going with Auburn.
Jimmy?
I'm going to take Auburn.
Here's what I do. I take LSU. Woohoo! Eat some grass. There we go. Florida at Tennessee. I'm taking Florida. That's a close line. I'm taking Tennessee, excuse me. What the heck was I thinking? Tennessee. I wanted the home favorite. Who you got?
I took Tennessee also.
Keith?
I'm going to try Florida.
You took Auburn and you took Florida. Now we've got Texas A&M at Mississippi State. And Texas A&M opened as the favorite, but now Mississippi State is favored by about a field goal. Jimmy, what do you got there?
I'm just going to take Mississippi State. I've kind of rode them all year. I'm going to take him again.
Keith, what do you like?
Mississippi State, like the Bulldogs.
That's not where I'm going. Kenny Hill's going to hang in there. Texas A&M. Alabama is at Mississippi. Alabama at Mississippi. Keith, who you got?
Bama.
Jimmy, some reason this line seems screwy, too, although it's went up to about 5. Who you got?
I'm going to take Alabama.
Why not? M-I, crooked letter I, crooked letter I, humpback I, Mississippi. That's where I'm going.
Great idea. Hey, good. I'm going to be cheering for Mississippi in that game. I would like to see him win.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to throw this out as well. If anybody can tell me what we got to give away, we got some stuff, right, Jeff? We got some more big dallies.
We got 4 tickets to the Royals game on Sunday.
Yeah,
can we just give those away?
Almost.
Yeah.
We'll finish up with Keith, and then we'll come back to that. Michigan at Rutgers. Michigan is a bonfire right now. What do you got, Jimmy?
I'm going to take Michigan, but I'm like you. Why would I circle that?
Keith.
They got to rally at some time, don't they? Michigan.
Well, I guess this is a clean sweep. Maybe we're just not that smart. And finally, Wisconsin at Northwestern. Keith, who you got?
Wisconsin.
Jimmy?
I'll try Wisconsin.
And because I'm not very smart. Oh, man. Yeah, I did it. I already circled it. Northwestern. Northwestern is the pick. And now for our total points in the tiebreaker, Nebraska at Michigan State. Total points in the game. Keith, what do you got?
Oh, 47.
Going a lower scoring game. Well, I think he's a little lower than both of us, so if it's a low scoring game, Keith's going to win the tiebreaker. Jimmy, what do you got?
I had 59 and a half.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's awful close to me. Awful close. But mine is 62. 62 is mine. Hey, Keith, congratulations on the Big Dally's Deli. Best of luck on the Cunningham's Cash, and have a great weekend.
All right, thank you.
We're going to get some stuff to give away. Another Big Dally's. We got some ESPN gear, because I don't think anybody's going to get this.
Okay.
All right? I'm almost thinking about throwing in cold, hard cash, but I don't think the boss would like that. I know we got a Chattel book laying around. We've got some good reading as well. Mississippi. This is really random, but this is from a television show when I was growing up, so you can put it there. They spelled Mississippi M-I, crooked letter I, crooked letter I, humpback, humpback, I. If you call now and tell Jeff what television show that was from, and this is a show that I know Jeff has never heard of, then you get the prize vault. Everything we can find, you're going to get some prizes today. 888-455-3776. In the meantime, the Midtown Mark Cooler question, how will the Huskers fare tomorrow? 57% said the Huskers will lose but cover the 7.5 is what we used as a spread. 29% said win, and only 14% said lose and not cover. Who will win the National League pennant? That's our weekend question. Nationals, Dodgers, Cardinals, Giants. Home of the coldest beer and coolest topics, it's the Midtown Mark Cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings. Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, this is what it comes down to, Jimmy. The Nebraska-Michigan State pick. We've given our point total, but what is the score tomorrow night?
I've got a final score. The Nebraska, 31. Michigan State, 29.
Mine is not that. I have not changed my mind. Many people have tried to sway me. The only thing is, I will say that I do believe this might be a little bit higher scoring game than the previous matchups we have had. I think 5-0 becomes 5-1 tomorrow night. And again, you've got to pick against your team that you cover every once in a while, or there's no point picking the games. I thought Michigan State was going to win their division. I think they will. You're starting to hear more of that this morning from the national pundits that are at the game, is that they really like Michigan State. Somebody knew it, too. Somebody knew the trivia question. Jason and Carney knew that that came from the old TV show Alice. Flo, the old Southern girl. That's how she spelled Mississippi. Prize vault for Jason. Did you tell Jason he's got to pick it up at the studio?
No.
We're not mailing it to him. Hey, Jason, we're not mailing it to you. You got to pick it up at the studio. I'm telling you that right now, because I don't know if they would let us mail some of the things that we're going to give you for the prize package. But congratulations. Back to the pick. Michigan State, because I think the spread's right on. Michigan State 35, Nebraska 27. That's my pick, 35-27. I don't feel great about it. I'll be rooting for the Huskers, but we'll see how she plays out. We'll be back on Monday to discuss everything here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It'll be a bye week, so there's no Bo Pelini press conference. We'll be talking to a couple of the Husker analysts on their thoughts about Michigan State. And then we'll be recapping high school football, volleyball. We'll have a little bit more volleyball talk next week. The Huskers will be off. But then again, next Tuesday, Coach Morris, Coach Harper to talk about their games. Hopefully a couple of wins. Next Wednesday, Loper Link or Luke Hoover will be on Thursday. We'll be catching up soon again with Mike Perenio. When he's not in his meetings out there or, you know, sunning and lifeguarding at the pool at Mandalay Bay. So we've got a lot more coming up next week as we get closer to some of the postseason for the high school. We do want to thank Dave Warner, co-offensive coordinator and running backs coach at Michigan State, for joining us on the program today. And, Jimmy, Monday, we're going to be talking about stuff. Hopefully we're talking about the Royals advancing in the Major League Baseball playoffs, and a Husker win.
And we're talking about Abdullah being the front runner for the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, it's interesting because his name finally started coming up after Oregon lost last night. Todd Gurley, Amir Abdullah, his name. And again, there's going to be a lot to talk about Monday, folks, so we hope you're with us. Enjoy Hail Varsity this afternoon, and we've got Major League Baseball coming up in just a few.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew.
Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.